No.
Hi, my name is Betty, and I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic.
Hi, hey, Betty.
So, hi. I'm so grateful that they gave me this opportunity to talk. So, how I'm going to start. I came from New York, and I was going through some things with family, children. So, I had this job, and I got scorned. I got with a guy that I thought was family member, and he raped me. And I never told nobody the story. I just ran with it. So I started drinking, and I wanted to numb. I didn't want nobody to know what was going on. So it took a toll. And you know, it says the promises, some get it quickly and some get it slowly. That wasn't me, because I was in a special ed class. And you know, you go out there, and I didn't think nobody would do such a tremendous thing to me. And my mom wasn't well. She had a nervous breakdown, so she couldn't help me. So I didn't ever tell her the story. I just ran with it. I went from job to job, lost the job because carrying that burden. And I remember one time, you know, the part telling your kids you love them, and I had no love in my heart because I was scorned. So I remember one time I went out drinking, and I had this job at Stony Brook Hospital, and I was a dietary aide. And you know how you got to give it that, put stuff on the trays?
Mm.
And remember one time they warned me and said, don't you mess up. So I went out drinking. I did what I wanted to do because I didn't want nobody to tell me what to do because
right.
I was angry.
Yeah.
And I remember one time living with a friend down by the water in New York. And I remember one time I called my job, and I know I got warm, and said, don't call out no more. And they told me, I called up and I said, it was a flood. And then God came upon me, and he showed his face, and he said, I know your secret. You can't swim. He showed me the storm. He put the water up high, and he said, run and don't look back. So after that I left. My sister gave me an opportunity to come across over here. And I came across, and I repeat the same pattern, insanity, doing the same thing over and never seeing the results. And then I got with this wonderful guy. He told me what I wanted to hear. Oh, I marry you, put the ring. And then he told me, don't 13 step. Bam. So you know how you carry things and carry, and then you don't seek no help?
Yeah.
And every time I looked at my daughter, I had hate. With no love, no compassion, no nothing. Just telling her just to make her feel good. And then one time I took a year and I went to Portland, and I crossed over, and I went to this church, and I went to this motel. I didn't know nobody. I just went into this motel, and that was my safe place. And then I seen this prostitute. She get beat up. All that contraction came back to me, and I wanted to do that guy in. Hurt is a harsh thing when we sit in here and we fake it and we act like our life is all over. And then when I came here, I didn't know nothing about AA Hall. And when they say, go around and announce your time, what time? I didn't know we had time when we come present ourselves. And the only thing I had to remember, I had to admit myself, the step, be honest to myself, be true to myself. And I remember when I was doing all that, the hate came back. You know, you do it one time, you do it two times, it's repeat over and over and over. And I wept, I cried for help. I went to the Blue House in Kent, and I was looking for an answer. And then it was in there. I remember one time, it was like the winter time, I had to have scar tissues took it on my leg. Because remember in the book, big book, it talked about the cripple, that was me. But I didn't understand the concepts about it. So, you know, as I did that and I listened, and then I knew I needed help. So I reached out. So I went to Valley City, and I got help. And I talked to a lady, Beth Doon, and I told her, I said, I need help because I'm going to do something that I really don't want to do. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to DBT and learning about me. You said, you got to learn how to love yourself. And when I went in there and I talked, and then I remember myself back in New York, after before I got raped in 75, I had wanted to graduate. That was my last year. But at the time, I didn't know when I had to board that child that killed me. Because how can you love anything else that you destroy? And then I remember them telling us, you know, the part that, you know, God knows the answer. He knows your heart. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to call. And said, I was a young girl trying to graduate, trying to be a career woman, and couldn't be what I wanted to be. And I carried that burden over and over and over. And it played the tape in my head. And then I got by myself. I got with other women, and I heard a story. And that triggered me right back. And I couldn't understand. And I weep. And I was searching, and I was looking for an answer. You know how when you're looking for an answer, and there's nobody? It's like you in a place, in a dark place by yourself, trying to figure it out. And that was me. And then I found myself getting these jobs. I worked at Walmart, and I lost the job there because don't follow in the directions. I didn't know about following the direction. Everything was my way or the highway or change. The change came. I couldn't get the change. I couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand the concept. I couldn't understand nothing. And then I remember one time when I went to Social Security, tried to get on a thing, and the guy wanted me to announce myself mental retarded. And the judge said, nothing about Betty is mentally retarded. She just fell and she's struggling. And she was a scorn woman out there looking for help. So as that came on along, you know, I started dealing with other women's and women's chasing after men's out on the street. And I made myself available. And I remember one time going down to Seattle, and I went into this courtroom, and no, I didn't think I could do it. And this girl had been an assistant for 14 years. And I put myself in there, and I said I would be a nanny. And I'll tell you, I was making up what I had lost because I was broken and I was scoring and I was hurting. And I wanted everybody to pay. And I remember that lady telling that young lady, we're gonna give your kids up for adoption. And I said, not in my courtroom. I was saying it to myself. Not in the crime. So I put myself out there. And I went to the lawyer, and I went to the prosecutor, and I had the meeting with them. And I said, as this day, these kids are going home. And then when I went, they went back into the incessant, back in the court. There was me. And then the judge looked at me, and I said, I put my head down. And I said, today, these kids are going home. And they got surrendered. They went home with the parent. Then I started doing. And then in the part, you know, when you have a job and you want to be in control, that was me. And God said, you're not in control of nothing. You can't even control yourself. So, you know, my life was very unmanageable. It was no truth. I was my own worst enemy. I saw every people that, you know, people was trying to hurt me and harm me. But, you know, what part did I play into all that? You know, I'm not trying to make nobody feel guilty for me, ashamed for me. But I had a lot of shame, guilt, remorse, you name it, I had it. And then these steps around here coming to humbling myself. I said, humble yourself. And then if somebody told me about Bill Wilson and Wampa, I said, who the hell are those people, celebrities? Who are these people? And then coming into a program, understanding the concepts, how things work when people, and then I heard relapse. And then I didn't hear no kind of, like helping people. Remember when the hand reaches out, I want to help? That was me, I wanted to help. I asked for help. People say, you are the sponsor. No, I'm not the sponsor. If you knew my background, you wouldn't say I'm a sponsor. How could I direct anybody when I'm broken myself? And that's what I saw. I was one black, angry woman. So, you know, today, you know, I got the tools today because I took my time to pick that big book and read. I never listened to how to read. And then my daughter came, and then same thing. She had read. I mean, I had to go to school. I thought I was going to lose my mind when I was going to school because they found everything fault. My daughter even had to be on a contract where I had to sign, and my daughter was signing the paper because she didn't want me to know. And one day I went into that school. I said, oh, you want to show out today? I'll tell you how we used to do anything. I'm going to come in here with my pants sagging on it, and I'm going to embarrass you in school. We are the teachers. Yeah. We're the sponsors. We're all those things. When we say we don't have time and we can't help someone, shame on us. Because that's what I saw. I saw the hurt out there. I saw people getting chased out of there. I got kicked out 86 out of the meeting one time. And I had just had a surgery and they put me out in the snow. And then he wanted to shake my hand and say it was okay. And I refused to shake his hand because I was bitter. Hurt. Hurt was my thing. I carried that and I cried and I weep. I said, why is everybody trying to harm me? But sometimes when we do that, we take people doing, we do it to ourselves. And I was, well, I saw it myself. I was doing it to myself. And then the change came. Whew, that was a toll with the change because I didn't want it. I'm so used to doing what I want to do, the way I want to do it. Right. And then when trouble comes, that's when I want to, you know, oh, poor me, yeah. Help me, you know, all that. And I came from a background from Catholic, where I came from a background where you say, yes, ma'am. And I was in an all-girls school and I was very disobedient. So all my patterns fell right behind me with doing wrong and not listening, paying attention, because I'm going to do it my way. And I had to pay consequences. And today, knowing the truth from the false, I could come in here and just tell you, point the finger at him all the time, but what was I doing to try to better myself? So I found myself getting into a lot, involved with a lot of things. I took myself today, every Monday, well, this is my last month, for August, I'm doing stress. Because I was so stressed out and, you know, trying to fix things, trying to get organized things, want to get this best job so I could get back where I used to be, comparing today, you know, and then working with others today.
Yeah.
That's what it says, work with others today. And not enable, and that's what I did. I was enabling a lot of those girls out on the street. I took them to the where the stuff was, where we could get the free stuff from. And then God said, there you go. You're enabling these people. You're not helping these people. So today, you know, my life was, I was like, my cup was full. And by the end of the day, it was low. And I'm going to tell you the story. I'm dealing with a cancer patient right now. And that's my story today, how I overcome today. I'm doing a cancer patient. I went to church last Sunday. And then the guy that I was taking care of, I called him 3 times and he didn't respond. So my sick mind, let me go home and go to sleep instead of going to see about him. And when I went there, I called out his name. I looked on the bed. He was in there. He was in a little tiny spot and he fell. And when I tried to get him, he said, could you help me get up? I couldn't pick him up. He was stiff. He had went cold. And then that's another thing, the part that we find ourselves, we say what we can't do. Twice, I came into a bad situation. God said, there you go, your assignment over there. A guy couldn't breathe. And when he turned, he was blue. I was trying to go find a job. God said, Dad, where's your job right there? Doing things, preparing things. But not me. I was going this way, that way, that way. I went to Cherry Hill one time, got off the bus. And then the guy said, oh, the crack costs money. Crack up my lifeline went boom, like a plane crashed down. So, you know, today is a toll, the part loving other people today, because God said, you know, love your neighbors and love those who out there lost today. You know, we got a community that is about, it shouldn't be about money. It should be about saving the souls and the life out there. And I struggle with that. So at nighttime, I have restless nights because, you know, I want to be heard. I want to be, you know, I want to see things well. I want to be a spokesperson. Giving back, it's a whole lot you could do. And I'll tell you, my records of my past haunted me. I couldn't even think right to help anybody because it was all about me. Me. And we, the things that they say on the board so many times. So today I'm grateful that I'm here today and I get to say I'm at peace because I give up what I went through and things that hurt me. And now what am I doing to get better at it today? the better is coming in, having a soft heart for people today, and that's where my heart is today. So I don't have too much to say, but I'm trying to make it simple. But today, for peace, you are my sponsors. You are my teachers. When I didn't graduate, I thank God that I came into a place and I got directed today.
Yeah.
That's the whole key. Direct. Exactly. Direct my past today. So with that, that's all I have to say.
Thank you so much.